Rules of marketing. Even the smartest marketers at the biggest companies mess up big time sometimes. Being large doesn't guarantee flawless marketing. Both big and small firms make loads of blunders due to similar reasons. Wrong assumptions, not getting the gist, and skipping necessary research. Companies go wrong when they break these 22 marketing laws. These laws are like rules because they're fixed, and not following them lands you in trouble. They were figured out after 25 years of studying why marketing fails or succeeds big time. So pay attention, here's the deal. 1. The law of leadership. Being first is more advantageous than being better. Being the first in a market gives you the edge and a chance to impress early on. Competitors have to work harder to prove their product superiority. This rule applies to all products. Consumers tend to remember the pioneers in popular categories. The first Japanese luxury car, Acura. The first four-wheel drive car, Jeep. The first mainframe, IBM. And the first minivan, Chrysler. Being the first establishes market dominance and creates a strong association with your product. Xerox, Kodak, Formica. 2. The law of the category. If you can't be first, create a new category where you can be. Introducing a new category offers similar benefits to being the first in an existing one and can lead to significant rewards. Think of Michelob, the first domestic premium beer, digital equipment, the first mini computer builder, Dell, the first direct selling PC builder, and Miller Lite, the first domestic low-calorie beer. Pioneering a new category shifts focus from being better to being innovative. Once you create a new category, capitalize on it. Use your head start. 3. The law of the mind. It's better to be the first in the consumer's mind than in the marketplace. Securing the first spot in consumers' minds is crucial. Mindshare matters. Once people form a perception about your product, it's tough to change. These perceptions form quickly and solidify rapidly. 4. The law of perception. Marketing is not a battle of products, it's a battle of perceptions. Marketing is not a clash of products, it's a clash of viewpoints. What people perceive often becomes their reality. Quality isn't just about facts, it's about how people see things. The key difference between Honda, Toyota, and Nissan, even though they have similar technology, lies in people's perceptions. In the US, Honda cars are viewed more favorably compared to Japan, where Honda is mainly known for motorcycles. People tend to adopt each other's viewpoints. If there's a common belief that Japanese cars have fewer issues than US cars, Japanese car owners will likely report fewer problems, aligning with their perceptions. 5. The law of focus. The most powerful concept in marketing is owning a word in the prospect's mind. The most potent idea in marketing is owning a single concept in the consumer's mind. Define your product with a strong image. Identify a single word or action that represents your product. Federal Express linked its name with overnight delivery. Hershey is synonymous with chocolate. Xerox signifies copiers. The right distinctive word creates a halo effect, implying additional meanings. For example, safety suggests superior engineering. Be precise so consumers understand what your product stands for. 6. The law of exclusivity. Two companies cannot own the same word in the prospect's mind. Two companies cannot possess the same concept in the consumer's mind. Marketers who claim a concept and consistently use it end up owning it once it's firmly ingrained in consumers' minds. DHL emphasizes worldwide in all its advertisements. When FedEx started promoting global deliveries, it discovered that DHL already owned the term worldwide. FedEx had no chance. Consumers couldn't shake off that association. Advertising agencies often push clients to spend money in the hope of changing consumer perceptions, but it's an expensive uphill battle with little reward. 7. The law of the ladder. The strategy you use depends on which rung you occupy on the ladder. If you're not the leader in a category, Adjust your strategy to fit where you stand. Avis, consistently second to Hertz, banked on customer perceptions. When asked how it could claim to be the best while being second, Avis responded with its famous "We Try Harder" campaign. Before this, Avis had been in the red for 13 years, but with this campaign, they turned a profit. People latch onto new beliefs that align with their old ones. If the message doesn't match, they tune it out. Plus, people can only remember about 7 brands in a given category. 8. The law of duality. In the long run, every market becomes a 2-horse race. Over time, markets often boil down to just 2 main contenders, the pioneer and its top competitor. Think Crest versus Colgate. Eventually, the leader loses ground to the challenger. We saw this play out in the Cola Wars, Coca-Cola versus Pepsi versus Royal Crown, and the battle among long-distance phone companies, AT&T versus MCI versus Sprint. Overcrowded fields naturally shrink. 9. The law of the opposite. If you're shooting for second place, your strategy is determined by the leader. When aiming for second place, your strategy depends on the leader. Second place companies need to position themselves clearly against the leader. For example, Newsweek differentiated itself from Time by promising to keep opinions on the editorial page, unlike Time, which mixed opinions into its stories. To revive an old product, be bold. Challenge the top spot, don't be hesitant. 10. The law of division. Over time, a category will divide and become 2 or more categories. Over time, categories split into smaller groups as products diversify. Computers began as one category, but soon split into mainframes, personal computers, laptops, and workstations. Similar divisions happened with beer, broadcast networks, and automobiles. Initially, the music business had just 2 categories, popular and classical. Today, Billboard magazine lists 11 separate categories. When launching a new brand into an existing category, using a fresh name can be key, just like Honda did with Acura or Toyota with Lexus. 11. The law of perspective. Marketing effects take place over an extended period of time. Changes can impact marketing outcomes, especially with line extensions. Coors Beer's launch of Coors Light eventually took 75% off its regular sales. Similar outcomes occurred with Miller and Anheuser-Busch. Coca-Cola faced a setback when it launched a clothing line in 1985. Within 2 years, Coke sold $250 million in clothes, but sales vanished in the third year. 12. The law of line extension. There is an irresistible pressure to extend the equity of your brand. This law is frequently disregarded. Success often leads companies to put their names on numerous products, often with disastrous results. While line extensions seem logical, remember that marketing is about how people perceive your products. It's better to do more with less. Don't try to cater to every need. Focus on your core brand or product. 13. The law of sacrifice. You have to give up something in order to get something. Avoid offering too many products. Companies must make sacrifices regarding products, line extensions, and the need for continual change. Specialization is key. Smucker's is known for jelly and jam because that's all it makes. Department stores attempting to sell everything to everybody face trouble. Lasting firms specialize. Think The Gap, Victoria's Secret, and Foot Locker. Consistency pays off. White Castle has been selling burgers for 60 years. Its average store is more profitable than a Burger King outlet. 14. The law of attributes. There's an opposite, effective attribute for every attribute. Challenge the category leader. Crest emphasizes cavity-fighting ability, so other toothpastes tout whiteness or fresh breath. To rise to the top, offer something new and different, like new product benefits or a lower price. Seize the marketing opportunity when you offer a new twist. When disposable razors were introduced, Gillette responded quickly and started a new line, leading a very large new market. 15. The law of candor. When you admit a negative, the prospect will give you a positive. Honesty pays off. Even if something is acknowledged as unattractive, like the VW Beetle, expensive, like Joy Perfume, or second best, like Avis, the public rewards honesty. Admitting the obvious reinforces public perceptions, affirming consumer empowerment and receptivity. When Listerine acknowledged that its mouthwash tasted bad, it explained its disinfectant properties. People expect disinfectants to taste bad, so this confirms their thinking. It tastes bad, so it kills germs and fulfills its claims. 16. The law of singularity. In each situation, only one move will produce substantial results. Make a bold move to gain ground. Incremental, small, unfocused moves are ineffective. Japanese and German cars hit GM in the low-priced and high-priced markets, so GM focused on its mid-range models, but without changing body styles, the cars began to look alike. Ford filled the gap with new models. Get hands-on with the product to find a bold, unexpected competitive move. 17. The law of unpredictability. Unless you write your competitors' plans, you can't predict the future. Forecasting in marketing is tough. Most marketers focus on short-term gains, thanks to quarterly corporate budgeting. But this clashes with marketing's long-term goals. To glimpse into the future, watch trends. But don't get too caught up. Trends can fizzle out unexpectedly. And don't rely too heavily on research. People can be unpredictable. 18. The law of success. Success often leads to arrogance, and arrogance to failure. Success can breed arrogance, which often leads to failure. A strong brand doesn't guarantee universal success. To avoid overextending, marketers and CEOs should stay grounded and think like their customers. Spend time in your own stores and restaurants. CEOs who spend too much time in meetings might lose touch with what's happening on the front lines. 19. The law of failure. Failure is to be expected and accepted. Mistakes happen. Fix them fast. Instead of dwelling on failures, learn from them. Sam Walton, the founder of Walmart, encouraged experimentation and didn't punish failure. At 3M, innovators get credit, promoting a culture of experimentation and learning. 20. The law of hype. The situation is often the opposite of the way it appears in the press. Hype doesn't always equal success. Remember the NeaXD computer and New Coke. Despite the hype, they flopped. Success takes time, and innovations can be unpredictable. 21. The law of acceleration. Successful programs are not built on fads. They're built on trends. Successful programs are built on trends, not fads. Fads may bring quick profits, but they fade fast. Take the Cabbage Patch doll. A massive hit turned bankrupt in just a few years. Barbie, on the other hand, became a lasting trend by avoiding overextension. 22. The law of resources. Without adequate funding, an idea won't get off the ground. Money is crucial for marketing success. Even a mediocre idea with a big budget can outperform a great idea with no financial backing. Entrepreneurs should be willing to share their ideas for financial support. Adequate funding is key to marketing success. Key points. 1. Being first or creating new categories pays off. 2. First impressions stick. Focus on consumer perceptions. 3. Establish a clear, singular identity in consumers' minds. 4. Tailor your approach based on your market position. 5. Focus on core strengths. Avoid overextension. 6. Admitting flaws can enhance consumer trust and response. 7. Allocate resources smartly. Success requires both humility and funding.